Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 107. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. 107, you say?
I did say that, 107.
Hey, creepies, you're so fun. You're so fun. Hey, creepies.
You blow your mind?
Blow your mind.
I was going to say that.
The lyrics.
I was like, wait a minute.
I brain farted as soon as I started saying that.
Hey, creepies.
I was like, yep.
You're hey, creepy.
Yeah, mine.
Nate's second career is not going to be cheerleader.
cheerleader. That was Tony Bassel would not... enjoy that, Nate. Mm-hmm. That was who said that.
I tried.
I love that song.
I like it when we
back
start
back in 1982.
Right we here. Like it when mm-hmm. we start with music, though. Like that was a good E for effort.
I tried.
I liked it though. Hey, creepies, you're so
E for effort. A for awful.
Hey, creepies.
Sometimes you swing and you hit a home run. Sometimes you swing.
I think it's swing awesome. Yourself in the dirt.
Bad foul. Over the grandstands and hitting someone's windshield.
That's
the car right. alarm going off.
Yeah.
That was Nate. Nate did it.
But yeah, it was good. E for effort. You guys doing all right, though?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Having a great night. High energy, great. Right?
High energy. Mm-hmm. High energy.
Flying high.
Let's get right to it. Sean, tell the creepies what this topic is about, please.
This is Nate's night, right?
It is Nate's night.
Nate's topic. And so for this mini, it is on the Rolf House.
A Rolf. Is that like the dog?
The Muppet, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Rolf.
Exactly.
That was mediocre.
It was mediocre best.
I know.
I like
and
it.
And I take my impersonation seriously.
You actually very much do.
I'm watching that Severance and Christopher Walken's in it, and I'm working on my Christopher Walken.
Mm-hmm. Would you do?
Sean, I mean, you got to do. Now, you know,
moving on.
I'm going to get there, though.
You are.
All right. So, what do we got? The Rolf House.
The Rolf House. A little summary is mm-hmm. the Rolf House, located in Watseka, Illinois, just 90 miles south of Chicago, is in the final stages of a decade long effort to restore it to its original character. Now you can experience this newly renovated Rolf House through public events, tours, overnight stays, and paranormal investigations. Mm-hmm. Rolf Home, where much of the Watseka, which we're going to talk about, Wonder, story took place, has been called America's first documented case of spiritual possession. The story explains the strange case of the possession of a young Luracy Venom by the spirit of Mary Rolf, the daughter of the founder of the small town of Watseka. Or Seca, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You had me overnight and
yeah, possession.
Possession. Oh, spirit, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Nate, you want to start? Do you have any information since it's your topic?
Sure. Mary Rolf was a baby when she had her first, they call it like a, I don't know, catalytic fit.
That's okay. I don't know.
Something like that.
You know that word?
Is that contagious?
Catalytic?
Maybe.
Catalytic?
Yeah, it might be catalytic.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never heard of it.
Catalepic.
We'll go with that.
Never heard of that in my entire life.
I like that word better.
Let's go with that.
And the incidents became worse as she grew. When the girl grew old enough to speak, she told her parents, Dorothy and Asa, that she could speak to spirits when she was in one of her trances. As a teenager, Mary gained the ability to read any book while completely blindfolded and was prone for hours long.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Took up the 5 grown men to hold her down during one of her episodes. She often cut herself with knives, hoping to bleed off a pressure that she felt in her head. She began hearing voices and began speaking in different languages. She had no way of knowing, according to this article, what was wrong with her, more or less. Her desperate parents wanted a cure for their daughter and ultimately decided to commit her to an insane asylum, hoping that she could be treated. Mary died at the age of 19 in 1865.
Gosh.
That sounds really rough.
Had you guys ever heard of this Watseka wonder? I had not either.
No. I have not. Coming off of that, a little bit more. Well, I don't know about a little bit more, but it said, talking about her having her, she went into a fit, as they called it, where, looked like she was dead on the floor, every muscle stiffening. She was unconscious for 5 hours before finally awakening. Said the next day she felt over again as if dead, but this time she spoke freely and claimed to see many spirits, including siblings who had died years before. I apologize if you've already said some of this, Nate, but said she had many more fits but seemed to get well in September. But in November, she developed excruciating stomach pains that doubled her over until her head and feet actually touched.
I don't know if I've ever been able to get pictures.
Yeah,
you were talking about that every night.
It's called yoga. It's called yoga, man.
Good. Hey, good for you. How about that chiropractic? Lawrence said would fall into trances many times over the coming months, claiming to see spirits, angels, and claiming see heaven.
She's the second girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
Heaven, yeah.
It said doctors, friends, and family believed her to be insane. And, of course, like you said, Nate, a local Methodist minister wrote to an insane asylum seeking to help her. Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, it's two girls. There's Mary and then Lawrence.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it says in 1878, physician and spiritualist E. Winchester Stevens examined Venom, which that sounds, it's just a Marvel superhero or whatever. It's Venom that, I've never heard of somebody named Lawrence, so Mary Lawrence Venom. So it says, Stevens' accounts were published in the leading spiritualist journal of the time, the Philosophical.
What was that word?
Journal. I'm sorry, kid.
Philosophical.
And later in an 1887 book entitled The Watseka Wonder, in which he described Venom as as the most remarkable case of spirit return and manifestation ever recorded in history. Now, that is quite a pronouncement. Mm-hmm. According to him, Venom's character, would change suddenly from morose and sullen to mystic and imaginary trances in which she described, joyous trips to heaven and visits with angels. I think that's really wild.
Well, the doctors wanted the Venoms to send their daughter to an asylum. They refused. Asa Roth, still reeling from the death of his daughter, Mary, wanted to see this other girl with an eerily similar affliction. Hmm. Asa and the spiritualist who visited the Venoms' home noted that Lawrence would introduce herself as different people, including an elderly German woman and a little boy. After meeting Asa, Lawrence introduced herself as Mary and asked to go home.
Ooh. Put this on the list. I'm not sure.
I'm a little cautious, but
should we spend the night?
I'll go for it.
I'm thinking we could at least visit. I mean, it's in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago and Champaign.
But I think you said there were two girls, but it's just one, right? Isn't Mary?
No, it's two.
Is it two?
Mary is the first girl. Lawrence Venom is the second.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I keep reading it, and Mary talks about Lawrence, and then, okay, so it is two different girls.
So as soon as Mary passed away, then Lawrence started having episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ghost Brothers. Have you guys heard about the investigative team, Ghost Brothers? Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So they are on, I'm not sure if it's A&E or, Travel Channel, but they're investigators and they have a show. They've been on a few podcasts that I listen to, really funny guys, Dalen, Jawan, and Marcus. In an episode of Ghost Brothers, Lights Out, this was the name of their episode. It said they wanted to head out to see what's still lurking in the Roth House. Hauntings there have reportedly turned dark and aggressive throughout the last 100 years, with a variety of spirits and sometimes violent entities telling paranormal investigators to get out. So it sounds like it's an angry place.
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, they're saying Lawrence's body, inhabited by the Mary's spirit, went to the Roth's house and lived as Mary for months, even visiting Mary's friends. 10 months later, Lawrence first fell into the trance, the voice of Mary informed the Roths that Lernsey's spirit has healed and she'd return soon. When Mary's spirit relinquished control of Lernsey's body, Lernsey was reportedly healed and lived a relatively normal life, according to an Illinois Library article. Mary finally seemed to rest.
See, that's where it gets so, that's why I was asking. I'm like, it seems so confusing, but yeah, that, so it, because it does, it talks about, you know, how the possession, and it's just, that's such a weird, you know, possession is, it's a strange occurrence. And I don't quite understand it completely, and it scares the bejesus out of you, honestly. But yeah, that's wild, isn't it?
Says more than 2,500 people toured this place. There's this site has some really pretty pictures of it. It's kind of cool. Here's a, I don't know if you guys looked at,
I saw video. I saw video before it was renovated and then after.
Oh, yeah.
It's, it looks like two completely different
they
places.
They call it the Watsika Wonder. That's funny. I like that. I know you fire said that, but and I didn't hear you.
I'm assuming it's the now owner. He does like Airbnb with it. And if you're a ghost hunter, you can go and stay. And
I'm in. I'm in.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, yeah. Whoa. I'm in on this place. I like to visit it. I like to tour it. And I think I could stay there. I don't think my wife would, but I would.
I watched a couple videos of paranormal investigations, and it was super creepy. And there were like shadow figures and voices and all that kind of stuff that they picked up.
Even better.
Orbs, that kind of stuff. And it was, but it was one of those, just like the Wilson Castle we were just talking about, that it's, if you felt like you were there and you could feel like the freaky feeling, the chills, because the people would say, oh my gosh, I just got the chills. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just got the chills watching you get freaked out. So I think that's signs of a good paranormal investigation anyway. But it is like going through those houses by yourself, it's super creepy anyway, even whether there's any kind of happenings or not. But this one, with this kind of, you know, history, it just, I mean, you'd immediately be like, you know, DEFCON 5, you know, level freaked out.
Yeah, it said there's a Sugar Creek Opera Festival, and so 2,500 people toured, and then it said the and the Roth home became the largest donor to this to the Sugar Creek that year. Since then, estimated 700 people tour or stay in the home each year, having traveled from at least 15 states to do so. So it's a definitely a destination.
It's
very cool.
The Roth House is one of two houses in which the Wasecka Wonder took place. So I wonder what the other place is. Did you guys run across that at all?
I wonder.
No.
I do wonder. Right? makes me
no. I makes did me not wonder. See. I did not know that.
So it does not. The other place doesn't really get any pub.
That's sad.
And I wonder why. Okay. But this, the Roth House in itself, it looks just from the pictures of it and the inside, super creepy. Now that, like I said, they'd have
creepy, pretty, and ominous. I would say.
That's right. And it has been renovated, but even with the renovations, it's still pretty freaky. And then all the, I don't know, I think about how the beds are made up and all this kind of stuff. And when they're going through it, I'm just like, I just expected to see somebody like jumping out of those beds or something. Yeah, exactly. And it's daytime, it looks halfway like doable to walk through. I think it'd still be creepy, but those nighttime investigations are so just out of this world. Like, man, I would totally do it. I would definitely walk through and investigate for sure. But
I would too. Yeah, you said it's super creeped out. What'd you say? Champaign and Chicago? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not far at all.
It has a Facebook page.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It does. We can follow that.
We will have to. You know what? Like I said, we need a lot of places near us. We need to.
Yeah, that's not that far at all.
I mean, I know the joke of the show is, you know, put down the list in its places in, you know, New Hampshire or New Zealand. But I think we can make some of these happen. And this might be a place. I like it. I like it a lot. Anything else, guys, on the Roth House?
No, just definitely, like I said, a place that we need to find out more for ourselves.
It's definitely been featured. It was said it was on the Travel Channel and the Sci-Fi Channel. And I saw the article about 5 minutes ago, and I already forgot. But anyway, three channels have featured it. So that's my middle age. So, yeah. So it's pretty popular with investigators.
I think it's interesting that two girls ended up being possessed, and one of them was from the previous possessed girl.
Yeah, right.
That is so perplexing to me. I'm still a little bit like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
But I love the fact that none of the three of us knew anything about the Watsika or Watseka or whatever wonder. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, I was like, what is this? Is this, it did, it sounded like made up. Like, no, this didn't really happen. Nope, it really did.
Well, I liked it. I hope the creepies liked it. Nate, what do you got for us?
I don't know. What do I have?
Well, we're kind of counting on you.
We were wondering.
End it. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we were fine. That's a wrap.
Oh.
I can't think of anything.
What Sika kind of rap was that?
Exactly.
Making Todd do it.
That's okay. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 107 and our discussion on the creepy Roth House. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.